Brad Stevens interview is brought to you by Star Market. Check out the Star Market Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. All right, so you come in here having won your last two games, but kind of escaping in the fourth quarter, and I'm wondering what you attribute that to. You guys have been playing every other day for about 6 weeks, and the All-Star game's right in front of you. Do you attribute that to players getting mentally tired at times, or do you attribute that to falling asleep in the last minute and a half? What do you attribute that to?
Well, we didn't play great in the last minute and a half, but I attribute it to the other teams out there, too. And we had to play really well in both those games to win. On Friday night in Boston, we didn't have Hayward, we didn't have Jaylen, and found a way without two of our versatile wings to win, which is a great win no matter what, no matter who we're playing. And then great Sunday afternoon road win in OKC. Hard to win, hard to play that well, that long. Made some mistakes at the end, clock management-wise, that we've talked about, we'll correct, but man, you don't rank those two. You just move on. You take them, and it's hard to win in this league, and this will be another example of that tonight.
Yeah, we'll get to the Rockets in a second, but one more thing, and obviously you project a certain image while you're standing there. You're very stoic. You don't get too high. You don't get too low, but I got to imagine games like that, regardless of how many times you've coached them, age you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it. Like, you know, everybody looks at it and says you've got this game in hand at 45 minutes. As a coach, you look at it, it's a 48-minute game. You don't ever think about that. You just know that. I mean, I've been on the other side of it where you come back and win down nine with a minute and a half left. So it's just part of it. And it's not the most comfortable thing in the world to see something slipping away. But, again, the other teams out there, too. Chris Paul made a great play on the ball on Jason. We had a couple of shots that probably shouldn't have shot. We should have pulled it out at those times. But those are good things to just review as we get into the stretch run here and make sure we clean up, you know, as we get closer to April.
All right. So on Sunday, you actually had your full team out there after a lot of injuries and Robert Williams. Mostly
that's
full.
That's a big part of our team.
You're correct. Mostly full that's roster, but as good as it's been in a long time. Yeah. And then Jaylen Brown says after the game, his ankles are hurting him, but, you know, there are games to play and he's going to play. And then at shoot around today, he said, I'm going to play. How is Jaylen? How are his ankles? Yeah, is he playing tonight? Is there a minute restriction?
He tweaked his ankles, you know, our medical staff didn't seem to think that they were too bad. And Jaylen didn't seem to think it was too bad. He was sore when it happened. And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, the moment it happens, there's also a little bit of like, oh, man, this again. But he woke up the next day, felt good yesterday, woke up this morning, felt good today. If there was any long-term concern, then we just wouldn't play him. This is not a hard call, right? But our people aren't concerned about it. Jaylen's not concerned about it. I told them both if they get concerned at any time, we'll pull them out.
Now to tonight's game, and obviously the narrative is the Rockets play very, very small. They're the only team in the NBA that wants to do that for 48 minutes. But as you said, it's shoot around today. Playing against a team that goes small is not a new thing. They just do it for a longer period of time.
That's right. And I think the worst thing that you can do against the Rockets is try to isolate them in the post, which may have been an old way of attacking them. But, you know, some of the best thing they do is guard the post. They're long. They're physical. They're tough. They're used to this. When you're small and you're used to switching as much as they are, they practice guarding the post. You know, we've done that some with our guards as well over the years, and it's just hard to post up those guys. So you have to move the ball. You have to be able to get great shots, and you have to rebound when you get your opportunity. You know, it'll be a really interesting dynamic when Tyce and Ennis are in there. Like, you know, can we take advantage of having a few inches on them on the glass? Can we do that on catches and finishes because there's not as much shot blocking? That's where you're going to have to take advantage of. It's not going to be as much on the post.
So I guess you kind of answered my next question is, you know, because they go so small for an entire game, does that change your rotations any? Does that change your game plan any? And it appears no.
Well, I think no. You definitely have a pulse on it. We'll play the first half, and we do this a lot. We'll play the first half the way that, you know, to see what advantages we can gain, and then you make the adjustment in the second half. And I think that that's something that we'll look at hard. But there are going to be tough decisions to make because, you know, they do put your bigs, especially Ennis, in a difficult position on the other end.
Defensively, obviously Marcus Smart has had some success against Harden, although Harden scored 40 against you both games last year, I think. But is it a situation where when you play a team like this with such a dynamic score, do you say, okay, Marcus, you're in the game, go get him? Or, I mean, you have had great team defense the entire season.
We've been a great team defense, and we have Marcus is our best defender. We have a lot of really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jalen's really good. Jason's really good. Gordon's been really good in the last month. Especially, he's getting to feeling himself again. You can see that. You know, Kemba's really quick, you know, and we've got some bigs that can switch as well. So we've got a number of guys that we can throw at him, and nobody's going to be able to guard him for 42 minutes because, quite frankly, you won't be in the game. You'll mm-hmm. have six fouls most likely. So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you got to make sure you just rotate guys, and Marcus will get plenty of opportunity on him.
All right, last question before we started taping this. There's a TV screen right above us here to the right, and you saw a commercial for a basketball movie called The Way Back. Ben Affleck is a basketball coach, and you said, I never want to go see movies, but I want to see that one. I've often wondered, as a professional basketball coach, there are tons of basketball movies out there. How do you sit and view some of these? Oh, that's not true. I wouldn't handle a player that way. As an NBA head coach, how do you look at these movies?
I don't really care about the coaching aspect of it.
Oh,
I just
really?
Enjoy the movie part of it, just like everybody else. I mean, there's so much that that goes into this that, you know, I never knew before I got into coaching. I always said the first day of coaching, I realized I didn't know a thing about coaching. And, you know, it's just something that with anything, whether it's drama, outside noise, whatever the case may be, I think you just take it and enjoy what you can enjoy out of it. I'm just looking forward to I enjoy the fact that he's coaching a basketball team in that movie. And, I guess as part of my introduction to New England, right, Good Will Hunting,
yeah.
Rewind it back.
Sure.
Now he's coaching hoops. I'm looking forward to the movie.
All right. A thumbs up, kind of, from Brad Stevens. We'll see how it goes.
We don't know.
I understand, but at least the previews you like.
We do like the previews.
We do like the previews. Okay. That's Brad Stevens. Celtics and Rockets coming up next on the 98.5 The Sports of Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.